All right, so today we're going to be exploring Genesis Unveiled. It's a fascinating book that uses the 7 days of creation as a framework for personal growth. Now, before you think this is all about religion, it's not.
Yeah.
It's more about how these ancient stories can be like a blueprint for understanding our own lives and how we can grow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about how we create our own world, so to speak.
I like that.
And the journey we take to do that.
Okay, so let's dive right into day one. Let there be light. Now, we all know that light is symbolic of new beginnings.
Yeah.
Clarity and understanding. But in the context of personal growth, what does this really mean?
Well, you know, think about it this way. We all have times when we feel lost, stuck, even formless and empty, as the book puts it. It's like being in darkness.
Right.
And the first step to change, just like the first act of creation, is recognizing that darkness.
Yeah.
Acknowledging where we feel stuck.
So it's about awareness then.
Exactly.
Being honest with ourselves about where we are in our lives.
Absolutely. That's when the light comes, in the light of awareness, clarity, and the possibility of change.
This reminds me of the story in chapter one about Michael, the software engineer.
Oh, yeah.
He was successful, but felt like he was just going through the motions.
Right.
His passion had completely fizzled out.
Yeah. His story is so relatable. He kept going and going until he came across a quote about not staying stuck. And that quote was like a tiny spark, a little bit of light in the darkness. It helped him realize he could change his situation.
And it's amazing how those little sparks can lead to huge shifts.
Yeah.
For Michael, that spark helped him see that he could use his tech skills.
Right.
To pursue his passion for environmentalism.
Right.
He ended up completely changing his career path.
And what's interesting is it doesn't have to be some major life-altering event.
Right.
Sometimes just the small shift in perspective, that tiny bit of light, is enough to get us moving in a new direction.
So for our listener, the takeaway here is we all go through those times of darkness, feeling lost or uncertain. But instead of staying stuck,
yeah,
the key is to ask ourselves, where in my life do I need to let there be light?
Yes. And to be open to those little sparks of inspiration or insight, because those sparks can lead to amazing transformations, just like they did for Michael.
You know, building on this idea of new beginnings, let's move on to day two, separating the waters.
Okay.
What I find fascinating is how the book connects this to the idea of setting boundaries in our lives. We have the light, but now we need some structure, right?
Exactly. Just like separating the waters brought order to the world.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries brings order to our lives. It's about recognizing what we will and will not accept.
Right.
What we need to protect our well-being and create space for growth.
And this isn't just about work-life balance, is it?
No, not at all.
It's about boundaries in all areas of our lives.
Absolutely. It's about those limits we set in our relationships with our time and energy, even with our own thoughts and emotions.
No.
And the book makes a great point. Healthy boundaries aren't about being selfish. They're about self-respect and respecting the needs of others.
The story of Lisa, the nurse, really brings this to life.
Oh, yeah.
She was completely burnt out from saying yes to everyone and everything, constantly pushing her own needs aside.
It's a classic example of what happens when we don't have healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
We end up feeling resentful, exhausted, and like we're constantly letting people down.
Right.
But what's interesting is when Lisa finally started setting limits, her relationships actually improved.
So it wasn't about pushing people away.
No.
But actually creating healthier dynamics.
Exactly.
It's like the book says, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. You need to fill your own cup first before you can give to others.
Right.
And boundaries are a way to do that. They allow us to take care of ourselves so we can show up as our best selves in all areas of our lives.
This raises an important question for our listener.
Hmm.
Where are your boundaries weak? What could you gain by establishing clearer limits? Is it in your work, your relationships, or maybe even with how you manage your own time?
That's a tough question.
It is.
But it takes real self-awareness to answer these questions honestly. But by recognizing where we need to set boundaries, we can start creating a life that feels more balanced and fulfilling.
All right. Moving from the waters to solid ground, let's talk about day three. Land and vegetation emerge.
Okay.
This part of the book emphasizes the importance of building a solid foundation for growth.
Yeah.
Just like plants need fertile soil to thrive,
right,
we need certain elements in place for us to grow and flourish.
It's a powerful analogy. Think about it. What are those essential elements in our own lives that provide a foundation for growth?
Well, the book talks about things like healthy routines.
Yes.
Clear goals and supportive relationships. Having these in place creates a sense of stability and gives us the structure we need to move forward.
I agree. Without these foundations, we're more likely to feel lost and struggle to reach our full potential. It's like trying to build a house on sand.
Right.
It's just not going to be stable.
The story of Alex, the recent college graduate, really illustrates this.
Oh, yeah, Alex.
He was feeling totally lost after graduation with no structure or direction.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what he wanted to do with his life.
And that lack of direction was really affecting his confidence.
Yeah.
But what's inspiring is that he eventually figured out how to create that solid ground he needed.
Mm-hmm.
He started by establishing a daily routine, setting some achievable goals.
Right.
And seeking out mentors who could offer guidance and support.
And those seemingly small changes made a huge difference for him.
Absolutely.
He finally felt like he was building a life he was excited about.
Yeah, his story is a great reminder that structure isn't about being rigid or limiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a framework that supports our growth.
Right.
It's like that fertile soil that allows our potential to blossom.
So thinking about the listener, what would you say are some of the most important foundational elements to focus on?
Well, it depends on the individual and their specific goals, of course.
Sure.
But some key areas to consider are our physical and mental health, our finances, our relationships, and our sense of purpose. It's about taking an honest inventory and identifying where we need to invest more time and energy.
And those are areas we'll keep exploring as we continue this deep dive into Genesis Unveiled.
Absolutely. Each day brings new insights and challenges.
Yes.
And it's through understanding those challenges that we learn and grow.
All right, let's shift our focus to something a bit more celestial day.
Yeah.
Four Sun, Moon, and Stars gets into this beautiful concept of having guiding lights in our lives.
I love this part.
Yeah.
The way the book uses these celestial bodies as metaphors for direction and purpose is so powerful.
Mm.
They represent those things that provide us with a sense of meaning, those constants that guide us through different seasons of life.
It's like having those North Stars to navigate by.
Mm.
And I think we all have these guiding lights in some form or another, whether it's our values, our passions, our dreams, or even certain people who inspire us.
Absolutely. And the book really emphasizes the importance of aligning our actions with those guiding lights.
Yeah.
When we do that, we feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. It's like we're finally on the right path, moving in the direction we're meant to go.
I think of Emma, the graphic designer from the book.
Oh, yeah, Emma.
She was successful in her career, but felt like something was missing.
Right.
She was yearning for her work to have a deeper meaning to align with her values.
Emma's story really highlights how important it is to be true to ourselves.
Yeah.
She finally realized that her true passion was sustainability.
Mm.
And when she started incorporating that into her work, everything changed for her.
Wow.
She finally felt like she was making a difference.
It's amazing how aligning our actions with our values can lead to such profound shifts in our lives.
It really is.
So for our listener, I think the key question here is, who or what are your guiding lights? What are those things that give you direction and purpose? And more importantly, are you following them?
And it's not always easy, you know?
Right.
Sometimes it takes courage to go against the grain, to make choices that feel authentic even when they're challenging.
So true. Okay, moving on to day five. Life in water and sky. This is where the book gets really exciting, talking about the sheer abundance and diversity of life that emerges on this day. And it connects us beautifully to the idea of embracing creativity and diversity in our own lives.
I love how Genesis Unveiled expands on the concept of diversity here. It's not just about different cultures or backgrounds.
Right.
It's about embracing a variety of experiences, ideas, perspectives. It's about being open to new things, stepping outside our comfort zones, and expanding our understanding of the world.
It's like saying yes to life's richness, just as the world was teeming with new life forms on this day. The book's story about Daniel the accountant really stuck with me. He was so stuck in a rut, craving something more than numbers and spreadsheets.
Daniel's story is a great example of how we can sometimes box ourselves in without even realizing it.
Yeah.
He was yearning for more creativity, for something that would spark his passion, and he found it by taking a leap of faith.
He started traveling, exploring photography, even joined a multicultural club, and all of these experiences combined to transform him. He not only discovered a passion for photography, but he also brought that newfound creativity back into his work. It's like opening one door opened up so many others.
That's the beauty of embracing diversity and stepping outside our routines. It's not just about trying new things for the sake of it.
Right.
It's about exposing ourselves to new perspectives and ways of thinking, which can lead to unexpected growth and breakthroughs in other areas of our lives.
So for you, listener, what area of your life could use a little more creative energy? Is there a new experience calling out to you, something that could broaden your horizons?
Maybe it's taking a class in something you've always been curious about, learning a new language, traveling to a new destination, or even just having a conversation with someone who has a completely different background or point of view than your own. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, let's dive into day six, creation of land, animals, and humanity. This day in Genesis brings up some profound ideas about purpose and stewardship.
Right.
The book even touches on what it means to be made in the image of a creator, implying that we each have inherent worth and potential.
This is where Genesis Unveiled goes beyond just self-improvement and starts exploring those deeper existential questions about what it means to be human. Mm-hmm. It's not about religious dogma, but rather about recognizing our unique talents and the responsibility we have to use them, well, not just for ourselves, but for the greater good.
It's about making a positive contribution to the world, becoming caretakers of what we've been given, right?
Exactly.
The story of Sarah, who felt unfulfilled in her marketing career, is a powerful example of this.
Oh, yes.
She had all the outward signs of success, but felt like something was missing.
Sarah's story is so relatable. She eventually realized that her true calling lay in education.
Yeah.
And she was able to connect her skills with her passion for helping others learn and grow. Mm-hmm. And by making that shift, she found a level of fulfillment she hadn't experienced before.
It's like her story is saying that purpose doesn't always have to be this grand, larger-than-life pursuit.
Right.
It can be about finding those smaller, everyday ways to make a positive impact.
Exactly. It can be about using our talents and passions to make a difference in our communities, in our relationships, even in the way we interact with the world around us.
So, listener, think about your own strengths and passions. What unique gifts do you have to offer? Mm-hmm. How can you be a good steward of those gifts?
And remember, it's not about comparing ourselves to others or trying to achieve some impossible standard of perfection.
Right.
It's about being authentically ourselves and using our unique talents to make the world a little brighter, a little better.
Now, after 6 days of creation comes a day that's often overlooked, but incredibly important, especially in our fast-paced, always-on world, day seven. God rested. The book highlights the power of rest and reflection.
I think this is one of the most crucial lessons in Genesis Unveiled.
Yeah.
Especially in our modern culture where busyness is often glorified.
Right.
The book reminds us that rest is not a luxury. It's essential for our physical, mental, and emotional well-being.
It's interesting because even in the creation story, after all that creating, there's a built-in need for pause and renewal. Mm-hmm. It's like a reminder that even the divine needs to rest.
Exactly. And that's such a powerful message for us today. We tend to wear busyness as a badge of honor, but the truth is we can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
We need time to recharge, to reflect, to simply be.
The book's story of Mark, the driven entrepreneur, really illustrates this point.
Yeah.
He was headed straight for burnout until he learned the importance of scheduling downtime and incorporating reflective practices into his life.
Yeah, his story really resonated with me. Mark's transformation highlights how important it is to prioritize rest and reflection. It's not about being lazy or unproductive. Mm-hmm. It's about giving ourselves the space we need to process our experiences, recharge our batteries, and come back to our lives with more clarity and energy.
So for our listener, what are some ways you create space for rest and reflection in your life? What are those things that help you unplug, recharge, and reconnect with yourself?
It could be anything from spending time in nature, meditating, practicing yoga journaling, reading a book, or simply taking a few minutes each day to sit in silence and just be. The key is to find those activities that help you slow down, quiet your mind, and reconnect with your inner self.
And remember, rest doesn't have to be a grand gesture.
No.
It can be those small intentional moments woven throughout your day, even if it's just taking a few deep breaths or stepping away from your desk for a quick walk.
Absolutely. It's about finding what works for you and making it a regular part of your routine. Because when we prioritize rest and reflection, we create the space we need to connect with our deeper selves, which ultimately leads to a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
This has been such a thought-provoking exploration of Genesis Unveiled so far. It's incredible how these ancient stories can offer such timeless wisdom for navigating the challenges and opportunities of modern life.
I agree. What I appreciate about this book is that it doesn't give us a rigid set of rules or steps to follow.
Right.
It offers a framework, a new lens through which to view our own journeys of personal growth.
It's giving us a blueprint for creating our own personal genesis, a continuous cycle of beginnings, challenges, growth, and renewal.
And it's a reminder that we're not just, you know, passive passengers on this journey. We're active participants, co-creators of our own lives.
Exactly. We have the power to choose to shape our realities, to make decisions that align with our values and purpose.
I think one of the biggest takeaways from Genesis Unveiled is that personal growth, it isn't linear. You know,
right.
There will be ups and downs, detours, and unexpected challenges, but it's through those challenges that we learn and evolve.
It's like those 7 days of creation. They're not meant to be taken literally.
Right.
But rather as a representation of the universal experiences we all go through as we create our own lives.
Yes. And the book reminds us that creation is an ongoing process. It didn't just happen once thousands of years ago. It's happening within us every single day.
That's such a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Genesis Unveiled, what are some key insights you hope our listener will take away?
For me, it's about remembering that we have more agency than we often realize. We have the power to choose light over darkness, to establish order in our lives, to nurture our own growth and align our actions with our purpose.
Emmett, even after all the creating, all the striving, the busyness, there's a built-in need for rest, for reflection, for simply being. It's like that seventh day, a reminder to pause and recharge so we can continue creating and evolving.
It's about finding that balance between doing and being, between striving and resting. Because when we honor both, we tap into a deeper well of creativity, wisdom, and resilience.
So listener, we encourage you to explore Genesis Unveiled for yourself and see how its timeless lessons resonate with your own life. It's a journey of self-discovery that might just surprise you with its depth and relevance.
Remember, every day is a new opportunity to create, to grow, and to step more fully into the amazing potential that lies within you.
What a great thought to leave our listeners with. And on that note, we'll conclude this deep dive into Genesis Unveiled. Until next time, keep exploring and creating your own unique and meaningful journey.